Good evening, family.
Good evening.
All right, so, man, there is a lot of power when we hear each other's, I don't want to call them stories, but when we hear the brokenness and the hope and the faith and the love and the grace and the mercy. So, how many of you stayed right just for today? Every single person in this room. Give yourself a round of applause. It took a choice this morning. You had a choice to do what's right or do what's wrong. I got blessed this weekend, and I want to encourage you. This is my son, my blood son. 30 plus years I was out of his life. 30 plus years I wandered with the drugs and alcohol and the gangs and that kind of a lifestyle and left him to fend for himself. Sunday, I got to baptize my son. Also, my friend Andy down there got dunked too, and I had let him back up as well. So let's pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, dude, we do give praise and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am. Lord, you took a nothingness, somebody that was so low down in the gutter, Lord Jesus, and created him, molded him, shaped him, and continue to shape all of us into the person that you want us to be. So tonight, Lord, may we just learn what you have for us today, Lord, and when we walk out, may we be conformed to your will in your hands. And together all God's people said,
amen.
All right. A lot of us have drug court, hope court, parole, probation, something. And dude, they want you to do certain things. Amen?
Amen.
You have to learn to conform to what they say if we want freedom. Well, that's the same even if you weren't involved with the court system. You have certain disciplines in your life that you have to develop and undevelop some of those that were taught with us. Amen?
Amen.
In front of you, you will have a sheet of spiritual disciplines. There's a green spot by some of yours. And as we're going through them, if that green spot is in front of the one that you're in, if you would read that to us, that'd be great, because I like to put people active in this type of thing, because then it ain't all about me. Amen? If you do not want to read, please just say so and pass it on to the next person. Amen? All right. So, spiritual disciplines. How many of us are parents? How many of us got kids? First thing we do when they start roaming, and that means when they can flip over on their belly and start scooching across the floor, is start telling them this one. No. Don't touch that. It's going to burn you. Leave that alone. Give me that back. We start disciplining those children, our children, to listen to our voice. If my child at 4 or 5 years old learns to ride her or his bicycle, and they start riding it, and they're looking back over their shoulder going, hey, I'm doing this, and all of a sudden you see them about to go into the street and get hit by a car, you want them to know, no, stop, and have them stop. What if they don't? What if they've laughed? We're learning to discipline at a young age. We discipline ourselves. I'm only going to have one drink tonight. Okay, maybe another. Oh, you're buying? Okay. Oh, you're buying? Okay. Oh, well, hey, man, I can't drink no more. You got Coke? Let's go. Where did we learn to discipline ourselves? We had no discipline. Discipline is defined as training expected to produce a specific character or a pattern of behavior. That's Webster. I ain't that smart. That's Webster. It is training expected to produce a specific character or pattern of behavior. Discipline is not part of our sinful nature. That's why we would have that other drink. why we do that other line. But it is a natural component for our Christian life. This. It's got to be. It's got to be a part of our Christian lifestyle. In fact, almost nothing of significance in our lives is ever accomplished without discipline. Think about that for a second. Nothing. We got to be disciplined. What are some of our areas that we need to discipline ourselves? Dude, I call this a chaplain belt. I haven't disciplined myself to quit eating. I love food. And most of my meetings I do at lunch, right, Marvin? He drowns. You know, it isn't a discipline for me. I see ice cream, I want it, I eat it. I love chocolate. And it's even better if it's a Reese's cup. Get protein. Spiritual disciplines can be described as those behaviors that increase our spiritual growth and enable us to grow in spiritual maturity. That's wild. That's wild. We have to learn that what we're doing in our life has to have order. It has to have laser focus. It has to be disciplined. I know, Jose, you go to the gym, correct? You're disciplined to go to the gym. That's what you do. That keeps your spirit healthy, your mind healthy, your body healthy. But you have disciplined yourself to do that. Invite me. I need to get off my spiritual belly. Spiritual disciplines are behaviors that we practice. And as we do them more and more, they will become habits. Think about it. Brothers that did dope. We did dope, the first line, it ain't gonna hurt us. Second line, well, I kinda like the first one. By the time we get into a process of that, we're addicts. We disciplined ourselves in the morning to make sure we had a bag full of dope right next to us, or a pill right there with the water bottle, or for me, a syringe full of dope. We have been trained in the ways of the world. I ain't got time to read the Bible. I'm sitting there with my clicker, watching the Cubs. Watching Dancing with the Stars for some of you ladies. I thought I'd throw it up y'all pass. So why y'all laugh at me? Not one of us watched Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you.
There you go. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thanks, Elaine. Appreciate that. Sin and the learned behavior are ingrained in us. That's what we become. Because, see, that's where our go-to is something that will kill, steal, rob, pervert, or destroy. They have formed us internally, and they pressure us externally.
I ain't going to the hood no more.
Dude, you live in the flipping hood. Really? You know, I mean, it is so ingrained. I go down McKinney and go down Hannah. Why? When I could go down Fairfield and bypass Hannah and all the dope houses. But it's ingrained in us that we know that if we go to the stop and go down there to get gas, the odds are pretty good. One of our Me Too buddies is going to pull up next to you and say, hey, don't mention you in a while. You just get out today. I got something for you. I ain't got nothing for you that's good. Ain't got nothing for us good but to send us right on back. But that's what's ingrained in us. You know, I grew up this way, man. I can't change. Dude, I was 40 years old when I got out of the penitentiary. 40. God used this dude named Moses at 40. And Moses did the same thing I did, was beat up this dude till he died. I did it a little different. I used guns. But see, I'm 60 now, and I've only been sober 13 years, 12 and a half, 13 years. So that would tell you that being ingrained in my mind from the time I got out in 99 till 10-20-05, I still wanted to do what I wanted to do because I wasn't disciplined to do this. But man, I'd go into church, play my guitar, play on the worship team, rush out, jump in my truck, get home, run to the basement, and take a couple hits because, see, my little kids wanted to go to the park. And as long as I was high, as long as I knew I had to come back, I was good. But riding around Fox Park, that's a big park. Man, you'll wear your high out quick. But it was ingrained in me not to go to Cherubusco Park, not to go to Leo or Grable, to those parks, because, see, I didn't have enough time to get back and get high again. But I was disciplined enough to do that. Our human nature is ignorant of God's ways and arrogant concerning our place in this universe. It's all about me. Is it? We are busy making our own plans and denying our sin.
I ain't got a problem. The court's got a problem. They just won't let Michelle go. Court's got a problem. I just want to smoke dope. People in Colorado. What's their problem?
We are busy making our own plans and denying our sin. Some of us have this problem of looking at at tomorrow instead of focusing on today. We got to start focusing on today, family. We constantly invite noise into our lives, and we are attracted to idols.
I got to watch that.
My wife, okay, love her to death. She knows I got a nothing box.
Men, we got a nothing box. Women, they don't know what a nothing box is. I'll give you props.
I'll be sitting there in my lazy boy with the remote control looking at that TV and clicking it. And she said, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What you mean nothing? You're watching something.
Don't bother me. I'm in my nothing box.
Now women, you weren't created that way. God created you that you could hold a child here on your hand, feed that child, cook dinner over here for the rest of the family, watch TV, or you know, clean the counter, order food, talk to your neighbor through the window, and you're created to do that, and you can do that all day long. Praise God. We can't. We are one box mentality men. We go to work, pull that work box out, give it the best we got. 5 o'clock shuts down, we put it in here, drive home. We open that box. We get home. We're good until we get home. Then the wife says, hey, I need you to do something. And we have to literally focus on what she says. We got to look her in the eye. And then we go to watch the game. We can focus on the game. But then she says, I need you to talk to me. And you're going, what do I want to do? Yeah, okay. So you put the game box away and you talk to them. That's the way we're wired. It's the way we're wired. But are we doing that box for discipline? Took me a while. All of the obstruct our view of Jesus, and the disciplines can help clear the path and bring us back into line of sight with him. We have to get away of the noise. The noise. So we must make a decision to regularly practice these disciplines so we can break out of the world system and live the abundant life in Christ. They will help us develop, maintain, and deepen our relationship with God. So here's where your papers start to come in. I told Marvin I'd only hold you here till 10, so don't panic. House arrest will ring your buzzer and ask where you're at. Don't panic. We got them. We know the direct line. Disciplines of personal development, that's inward. Prayer, meditation, journaling, fasting, study. I'd say they stole your car out there right now, but it's just
the speed racer.
Speed racer. Okay, everybody look. I'm just kidding. Disciplines of service to the body of Christ are outward. Simplicity, the way we live. Submission to God and those in authority. Did you hear that? To those in authority. You gave them the key to your butt kicking machine. You made the choice to go up in there and do whatever we did. We did what we did. Now they got authority over us. Disciplines of service with the body of Christ. That's corporate right here. What you doing there? I hear it so many times in this circle. I look forward to Monday nights here at Faith Base. Why? Because, dude, you don't hear the F-bomb every other word. You hear faith. You hear hope. You hear grace. You hear mercy. And most importantly, you feel the love. You feel the love. So that corporate is confession, forgiveness, guidance, celebration, worship. So again, now it comes up to where you all have these papers in front of you. We don't have to go through them all, but we're going to get through as many of them as we can. And if you don't have a paper, read off of someone's. Dude, I made 30 copies and praise God we ran out. Amen. Amen. Praise God we ran out. I thought that was pretty amazing, dude. I was like, woo, go God. So whoever has the first green mark on prayer, you, go ahead and read that.
Communicating and connecting with God.
And then read the scriptures under them.
Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing.
So, breath pray. Breath pray. You know what I mean? You could be sitting at a train going, oh Lord, I love you. How are you? Pray for the guy behind you that's trying to run the railroad track. I mean, literally, you can breath pray all day long. All day long. God help me with, and you fill in the blanks. I give this to you, God. Deliver me from this temptation of what? Those are breath prayers. Next one, meditation and journaling.
Meditation and journaling, focusing on God and His will, lingering in His presence, chewing on Scripture. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
Amen, amen. So focusing on God and His will, lingering in His presence, chewing on Scripture, not rushed. Not a quick read and move on with your day. Oh, there's a check off. Next one, fasting.
Fasting, a reminder of the source of all nourishment and denying self of something in order to break the stronghold. Abstaining from food, time commitments, and distractions. From anything that takes focus from Jesus. Ezra 8:23, so we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayer.
Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. 2 Peter 2:19b, for you are a slave to whatever controls you.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. So, we can fast from pop, or soda, whatever y'all call it in this state. We could fast for a small amount of time during the day, or 24 amount of time, or 40 hours. That's between you and God. But what are you fasting for? Okay, my wife made me write this one down. It could be fasting from food for an entire day. I said, I'll die. I said, if I could live off my capital bill. All right. Study. Who got study?
Careful attention to the reality that God reveals to us, especially through Holy Scriptures. Spend time soaking in the Scriptures, becoming familiar with its message. Acts 17:11. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
We have to become familiar with what the Word says. I use this a lot for the guys I mentor. If you find that one lady, that one, and you just know. Now, are you going to tell her in 2 seconds, hey, dude, we're getting married tomorrow? No, you're going to get to know them. You're going to spend time listening to them. You're going to get time to spend time knowing what their life expectancies are, what they want in that life, how they're... You get to know them. You have to spend time in the Word to get to know Jesus. You can pick out one little Bible verse and never read anything else in the Bible. That ain't going to be healthy. But you can take that one little verse and read the one above it and the one below it, and then just keep reading that word until you realize exactly what Jesus, who exactly Jesus is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Simplicity.
Simplicity. Seeking God's kingdom first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. To you. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Philippians 4:19, God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Seeking God's kingdom first. Living an unrushed life with a purpose. Having to learn freedom in Him. And one of the hardest things for us to do, learning to trust in Him. We got to declutter our life physically as well as mentally. Submission.
Place God's will above one's own. Freedom and surrender. Luke 22:42. Jesus knelt down and prayed, Father, are you willing? Remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Romans 22:21. Submit to God, and you will have peace. Even things will go well for you. Okay. James 7:4-7. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen. So, if you're overwhelmed, if you have these bad thoughts, submit them. Learn to discipline yourself to submit them to them. Don't let them build a house. Don't even let them build the foundation to a house. Solitude and silence.
Withdrawing from the world to spend time with God. Matthew 14:23. And after He had dismissed the crowds, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone. Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 62:5, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him.
Amen. We are like jars of river water all shaken up. The sediment swirling around in the jar is our busyness, our emotions, our thoughts, and our inner wrestlings that we have not been able to control. What we need is to sit still long enough that this sediment can settle. Service and sacrifice. Anyone got that one? Supportive action toward others. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Luke 9:23-24. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. We serve him by serving others. Confession and forgiveness.
Acknowledging one's sin with and to others in the community of faith. James 5:16. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Proverbs 28:13. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Acts 3:19. Repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Then times of refreshment will come from the presence of the Lord. Matthew 6:14. If you forgive those who sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Family, I think it's pretty obvious what he's saying there. We got to forgive in order to be forgiven. We have to forgive in order to be forgiven. Guidance.
Giving and receiving direction from God and others along our journey with Jesus, shaking his hand. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you what path to take. Proverbs 11:14. When there's no guidance, in his words and calls, but in the abundance of counselors there is safety.
Amen. Celebration and worship.
Celebration and worship. Taking joy in what God has done. Give him the glory through all our attitudes and actions. Psalms 29:2. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord and the spirit of his holiness. Psalms 95:6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Psalms 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and in his courts with his praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. Psalms 118:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Isaiah 12:5. Sing to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. Make known his praise around the world.
Amen.
Do the discipline and begin to practice it.
Amen, amen. I love you, Robert. Thank you. So, in conclusion, we need to practice praying. However, we need to practice the discipline of meditating on his word, not just reading it. Anybody can read a book. Anybody can read a book. But by the time I'm at the end of a book, I probably don't even know what majority of the book was about until I'm meditating on the word of God. And we cannot take the word of God lightly and say, I read all 31 Proverbs and I don't even understand what the second proverb is. Why are you going to read all 31 and not know? Now here's why. because God will inspire you again to remember what you read when you're in a discipline with Him. It will come. Guarantee it will come. Ain't that Field of Dreams? Build it. They will come. Build your passion. Build your mentoring. Build your discipline. Build your life on something that has value and, more importantly, eternity with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
That's what's going to change this Courses. That's what's going to change Fort Wayne. That's what's going to change us. We have a purpose. What is your purpose? Tonight, when you walk out, I say it every time, that's not an exit sign. That's the entrance. That's the battle. This is easy. This is easy. Go out of here full, physically. Now I pray spiritually. And more importantly, I pray your discipline tonight to read His word. Amen?
Amen. Amen.